the Upside Down Rock Show with me, Doris Brendel, on Hard Rock Hell Radio. Come and join me. So you're no good for me, and I'm nowhere to be true.
Cheers.
Welcome to another Upside Down show with me, Doris Brendel. Great to have your company. That was the Butler from Portugal, Down the Garden Path. What a fantastic voice. Really great voice. It's the second track of theirs I've played. One more to come next week. And what are we doing this week? Well, we're going to go back to September 2021 when all the lockdown stuff was happening. I do have some gigs to tell you about that this week, but I'm going to tell you about those a little bit later in the show. First, we're going to go back, as I said, to the lockdown files and Lee's not feeling very well.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Upside Down podcast with me, the extremely unwell Lee Dunham.
And me, the remarkably busy Doris Brendel.
Wow. Remarkably busy.
Oh, it's all been going on, honestly. I'm used to this lovely sedentary lifestyle now.
Yeah.
You know, where I just kind of potter about and I go for my walks, I do what I want, and oh no, it's all come to a grinding halt. But before we go into what we've been doing, I've just got to say this is a particularly special episode.
Why is that? Why? Is it my birthday?
Nope.
Oh, is it Christmas?
Nope.
Is it the Doris Brendel's going to sing a whole 1 hour? She's going to sing what she says for an hour.
No!
Oh, go on. Go on, that'd be hilarious.
No! No.
Okay, I'll give up.
It's episode number 50.
50?
Yes.
Jesus,
we should get... 50th episode.
Honestly, we should get a job. 50.
Yeah, somebody should start paying us for this. Yeah.
They should, honestly.
It goes up and down, the listenership. I think it's quite good at the last one. And just for the listener, usually we have a few episodes like in the pocket. So, but we actually ran out because we've both been quite busy and we've had holidays and so on. And it was like, oh my God, I texted Lee yesterday and I went, oh my God, I haven't got any podcasts for next Tuesday.
What? We have none.
And I said, well, I can only do Thursday, because it's Thursday that we're recording this, or Monday, which is obviously cutting a bit fine because Lee has to, you have to put it all together. Yeah. So this is only a few days. We're actually recording this a few days before it comes out.
I know, it's the livest of all the live ones we've ever
done. I know. Well, apart from that's true. It's probably the most recent.
It is. Yeah, we're not 2 weeks behind. We are bang on.
It's amazing, really.
It is. It's almost like you lot are in our bedrooms.
But that means everything we talk about is actually pretty current, which is amazing. So tell me, Lee, you said you're extremely unwell. What's going on?
Yeah, so the day before yesterday it started.
Right.
So I was...
This is hot off the press, isn't it?
This is extremely worrying right now. Obviously, like, as a man, I don't like talking about this, but I'm going to tell it on the podcast and let everybody know, right?
Okay, so okay.
I woke up in the morning and... pretty much. I woke up in the morning and the dog wasn't dead.
Right? Yeah.
The dog wasn't dead and my wife hadn't left me.
Brilliant.
But instead I went to the toilet. Now, I walked into the toilet, I was a bit sleepy, and I pointed Percy at porcelain. And before I knew it, I'd sort of looked down to I'm old school, pull the chain. And as I looked in the bowl, it was bright red. Now, God. I shat my pants. I literally just went, no. I'm like, blood in the urine is a big no-no for me. I'm like, that's never happened before. I don't know what that is. But
so you shat your pants as well?
Really serious.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. If I did shat my pants, which I didn't do it at that moment, but later on in the day, I then needed to go...
For number two.
To a number two.
Yeah.
And that also... was full of blood.
Oh my God. Do I need to make funeral arrangements, Lee?
Well, I would say yes, because now I'm just bleeding.
I'm not ready, Lee. You can't. We've got an album to finish and stuff, you know?
Well, I don't know if we're going to be able to finish it.
Wrap me up and cradle me beneath. Be my shelter. Nothing left and nothing in between. Transforming this pain within.
know that life's a party. Living in heaven all 24/7. This is the place, better learn to love the taste. Death ain't a party, it's a party gone to waste. Until you've escaped. If you know that life's a party, living in heaven all 24/7. This is the place, better learn to love the taste. Death ain't a party, it's a party gone to waste. Hold the phone, something's coming. Did you hear that? Maybe better get running. Set to explode, and baby, he's gunning. Better take cover, honey, he ain't funning. Hold the phone, something's coming. Did you hear that? Maybe better get running. Set to explode, and baby, he's gunning. Better take cover, honey, he ain't funning.
That was Holy Wars from Los Angeles, a blend of dark pop and alternative metal. Kat Leon is the front woman and the track is Metamorphosis. And the one you just heard from New York, Jesse Blaze Snyder, Heaven All, it's called. And the guy, he's a rock singer, a TV host and a comic book writer. There you go. You can find out all sorts of stuff on this program. We're going to go back to 21 and it seems that Lee is dying.
Basically, everything that's supposed to stay inside was coming out. And I honestly thought that I was dying. So I phoned up the doctors, which took about 5 hours to get through. Because you know what doctors are like these days. Yeah. And eventually I got through. And the woman on the end, you know, you can imagine that the doctor's receptionist, right? They don't really give a shit because they've heard it all before. But for once, she was like, And I was like, oh, this is really bad now. Even the receptionist is giving me the, oh, no. What? So then she says, okay, well, I'll get a doctor to phone you straight away.
Yeah.
So obviously 3 hours later, it wasn't quite straight away, but 3 hours later, a doctor phones up and she was like, right, okay, I'm going to ask you a series of questions and just answer the questions for me. Yeah. Right. So she's asking questions like, are you in pain? Does it hurt? Did it hurt when you go? What colour was it? How long did it last for? When did it start? Blah, blah, blah. All these questions, right?
And you punch yourself in the face. Does it hurt?
Yeah, exactly. Are you dead yet? No. Okay.
If you stamp really hard on your toe, what happens?
Do you still scream? Yes. Okay. So...
the listener can tell I've heard this story before because otherwise I wouldn't be laughing. I'd be going, oh my God. I thought, no, I'm not going to test my acting skills after all.
So as I got further and further through the questioning, which was, we wrapped by about sort of 7 minutes worth of questioning so far, and her sort of mannerisms was changing into sort of more like, more instead of more serious questioning, into more sort of disbelief.
Yeah.
So she kept asking the same questions, and I was like, no, definitely not, no. And I'd answered no to all the questions, you see.
Yeah.
And she's saying, what, so it doesn't hurt? And I'm like, no. And she said, you haven't got any pain if you press here. No. And if you stamp on your toe, you still scream. Yes. And, what? You know, all of this sort of stuff. Right? So all this sort of stuff. And I'm just, so she gets to the end, and I hear her go, hmm. And then she says, I don't think it's blood. And I'm like,
what?
Well, I saw it. It was like blood. It's like properly blood. And she says, what? Well, I'm sorry, but I think you've got bituria. And I was like, oh shit, what's that? And she says, bituria is where you eat too much beetroot and it comes out red in your wee and in your poo. And I was like, is that a thing? And she said, yes, it really is. But it doesn't affect... What's weird is that if you eat loads of beetroot, right, it only affects some people.
Oh, that's odd,
isn't it? Some people... So I basically, you know, the Dunham farm here, we do lots of vegetable growing, and my wife made some awesome, awesome beetroot about 2 days before that, and we roasted it, and I ate loads of it, but I completely forgot about it. And it went... Honestly, it went right into my urine, right into my... by my feces and made it bright red, literally like I was bleeding to death. So much so that I wasted the NHS. Oh, there was some poor bugger probably on answer machine that really needed that doctor because he was dying, and I was merely saying that I'd eaten too much
beetroot. Well, you didn't know, did you? And to be honest, that must be so freaky. I mean,
it was really freaky.
Because when you first told me, I went, oh my God, you know, because it is, you see blood. Oh my God, it's just, oh.
Yeah, I
horrible.
Really thought I was dying. I thought, but I even went for a run. I was like, because my wife was like, you're dying. You better not go for a run. I said, yeah, but I feel fine.
Oh
I'm going
God,
to go for a run.
So funny.
That was crazy.
So funny.
So,
I'm obviously delighted that it's just a beetroot related issue.
I know.
And nothing else.
I don't know. The weird thing was, is that I had a conversation with my wife about, was it beetroot? And she was like, well, it can't be because it hasn't affected me or the kids. And I was like,
weird,
no, that's true. Yeah. So I definitely knew that I was dying, but I wasn't.
At that point, you Google beetroot.
At that point, I Googled it's called bituria anyway, which I just found out. Bituria is what it's called. So if anyone else suffers from that, you probably have already done what I did as well. But there you go. That's my little story for you.
Wow. from Bergen in Norway. That was Electric High with the track called Thick as Thieves. I love this band. Such, if you're going to do sort of southern rock, bluesy rock, that is exactly the way to do it. They're just fantastic. Really good band. I've played them before. I will play them again. I hope you like them as much as I do. Following that was Red Letter Blues from Big Blue Sky. Yes, that was myself and Lee Dunham. I thought I'd... it's been a while since I've played one from the most recent blues album. And the one you just heard, a bit of indie rock from London and Birmingham. The band is called The Desert Plaza and Hate to See You Go, with a very catchy track, I thought. So before we go back to the lockdown files, I did mention some gigs this week. Indeed, it's a busy weekend. On Saturday, this Saturday, the 21st of February, there's a really marvellous event happening at the Brickyard in Carlisle. So if you're in that neck of the woods, do come on down. Doors open at 2 p.m. and there's quite a lot happening. It's a proper prog day, festival day. First on our Ideogram. I don't know much about Ideogram, I must admit. I will find out when I get there. Followed by myself and Lee. We're on at about 4 o'clock and we are doing an acoustic set. Followed by the marvellous Sprig and Mist. They had an album out recently, so I very much recommended. Followed by Ebb, and if you're into prog music and you haven't heard of Ebb, then where have you been? You must have been under a rock somewhere. If you don't know Ebb, they put on fantastic shows, very visual. There's lots of them. There's one guy and the rest are all women, who just put on such a great show. And Solstice are finishing off proceedings. So that is on Saturday, this Saturday, 21st of February, at the Brickyard in Carlisle. You can still get tickets. Just Google it or go to my website. And the Sunday after, this Sunday, the 22nd of February, we are playing in Stockport. We're doing a matinee. Now, there will be support, though the venue is organising it and they've kind of left it to the last minute. So I can't tell you who it is at this particular moment in time, but I'm sure it'll be good. But most importantly, Lee and myself will be there. We're going to do an acoustic show. It's at the Spinning Top in Stockport. Doors open about 4 o'clock and it's going to be finished by 8 p.m. And we're just going to have some fun. We're just going to have some fun. Have lunch and then just come down for a few drinks and to see us and say hello, and that'd be amazing. Tickets are pay what you can afford. Again, go to my website, dorisbrendel.com, and do come and join us. I've got another very exciting gig to tell you about, but that can wait for now. We're going to go back to the COVID files. I'm going to talk about my crazy, crazy, crazy week now, because I've done so much that I actually wrote it down.
Wow.
I know, because I've had so much time on my hands, which obviously, as you know, I've used to write and record and be quite creative and obviously go for my walks and, you know, but it's all been nice and chill and there's been no big things. And it's suddenly everything has sort of happened at the same time.
Wow.
So, obviously, I mean, this is just this week, right? So Monday I came to your house and we rehearsed, we did an acoustic rehearsal.
We did.
To figure out what songs we were going to do.
Yeah.
So that was Monday. On the way back from your house, I was driving home.
Yeah.
I won't name him because but I recently wrote a review on a book.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah.
Oh, you saw it. Right. Okay.
I saw the review.
So I wrote a review and again, it was a hard review to write because I didn't want to be too long winded, but I want to try and draw the people in to go, oh, that sounds interesting. I'll give that a go. Yeah. And the person in question phoned me and very apologetically and kind of said, it's just that I feel there's some spoilers in there.
Oh.
Because I said, it's set around a certain location and he said, yeah, but I don't mention that for like a really long time. And I said, but no offence, it was really obvious early on what you were talking about. Oh, but I don't mention it.
Right.
And then there was a few characters I mentioned who were in book one as well, who reappeared. And he said, yeah, I mean, I think even that, and I thought, oh my God, he basically didn't want me to mention anything about the story.
Oh.
And he was really apologetic. And then he spent ages telling us how amazing our mass hysteria was and how wonderful the other. And I remember him actually ordering it, you know, and he was, so it was obviously really awkward. So I kind of thought, I said to him, well, look, rather than me, I don't know exactly which bits you've got a problem with. Do you want to just amend it? And I'll repost it. I'll amend it, you know.
Yeah.
And so then anyway, because I was really, really busy and I had loads of things to do, I didn't think about it again until 5 o'clock in the morning when I woke up with my brain plaguing me.
Yeah.
And just, see, this is, my brain is just terrible sometimes. It just, it's like it tries to beat me up mentally. So I wake up at 5 a.m. going, I really need to get some sleep because I've got a really busy day. And it was going, like, part of my brain was going, God, I spent loads of time on that review. You know, it should be grateful. He hasn't got that many reviews, you know. And then another part of my, you know, so I was kind of like, oh, what a bother. And then another part of my brain was going, well, maybe you're just not very good at doing reviews. Maybe you're not very good at writing them. Maybe you should just not bother in future, you know. And then another part of my brain was going, oh, I'm really sad that he doesn't like the review because I really wanted him to like it. And then, do you know what I mean? So I've got all these different, and it was like, oh my God, you know, by the time I sort of blearily scraped myself out of bed, I thought, I've just got to sort this out now so that my brain will shut the hell up. Yeah. And he hadn't sent me the amendments yet. I mean, God, you know, not even a day. But I just took it down and I replaced it with something really short. It was still a 5-star review. You know, but I just took out all the detail and went, yeah, really good book, you know.
I was going to say, did you just say, buy this book, it's great?
Yeah. Well, a little bit more, but not much. You know, I took out all the detail because I thought, because then part of my brain also went, it's really unfair of you to ask him to amend your review because that must be so difficult. Because what if he doesn't like most of it?
Mm.
Then he's going to go, oh, God, how much can I change without causing offence?
Well, yeah,
so I just thought, no, do you know what? I'm just going to, this is just easy. And then my brain will shut up and I can get on with all the rest of the stuff that I need to do.
Oh, depths of darkness, where shadows reside, lies the silent passage. Now shadows cast.
So from Inner Mongolia, a bit of folk metal with Nine Treasures, Just Like You. I've played one of their tracks before. I think they're really interesting, and they feature horsehead fiddles and balalaikas and throat singing. But yeah, I thought it was a really interesting track, interesting band. And the one you just heard, some Norwegian psychedelic rock with Emma Hoff and the Melancholy Babies. Backtracked is the track. So for the last time, we're going to go back to talk about the dangers of book reviews.
Yeah, but on the other hand, I mean, book writing and songwriting is very similar. You have publishers, which
oh,
is the
you
same
can't,
as a record company, and it's the same.
You can't do a spoiler on a review for an album.
No, but I think they do that on purpose. They tell you what the music is and they tell you how what it is, but they do that on purpose so that you get the idea. Now, a spoiler is normally like you say, a storyline plot. So that
the butler
away.
Did it. What a yeah. shame the butler did it. I never saw that one coming.
No, exactly. That's it. It's a great book.
No, but you know, I was really
it.
Careful not to do that, you know.
Right.
I was really, you know, I was careful in my mind not to put in any spoilers. But
you'd
to
read the
him,
book, right?
Oh yeah, of course I've read the book. Yeah,
well, yeah, so, I'm sorry, yeah. Book, so you read the book and you'd reviewed it. He won't have a problem changing it, no doubt. Surely.
No. Listen, I've done it, and I said, look, I've just changed it, and like this, there's no, because I kind of got the feeling. I thought, well, he doesn't want any spoilers there at all. So
no.
But it was really awkward, and part of me goes, yeah, I probably won't bother in future, you know, which is a shame, and I feel bad about that.
No, but you like reading and you're a good writer, so there's no reason why.
Well, I don't know, am I? Because this is it. I'm not. It kind of knocked my confidence a little bit as to how good a writer I am, you know, because.
Well, if anything, you were too good, weren't you? That's all it is. So, you know, you just. I suppose you have to stop skirting around the. I suppose the the cleverness of being able to write like that a review is, like you say, to tell everyone how great it is if it's a good book without telling the storyline, which is obviously hard because you want to tell everyone what the...
Well, every teaser for a book has a bit of the plot to suck you in.
Of course it does.
You know, so that's all I was trying to... That's it for this week. That's all I've got time for. I did mention another very special gig later this year. Oh, yes, it's a bit of a birthday celebration, but I'm going to tell you more about that next week. I do have time to leave you with a couple more tracks. From Florida, band Cowper, Destroyer of Worlds, a bit of instrumental prog metal, which I don't play many instrumental tracks, but I particularly like this one. I thought it was really good. And to finish things off, from Dallas, Dedrick, I've played them before. I really like their vibes, industrial alt metal. The track is called All Consuming. Thank you so much for joining me, and have a fantastic week, and hopefully see you again next time. Bye.
see right through me.